Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Well, it's morning. Well, yeah. we're getting on into the afternoon here pretty quickly.
But this is good stuff. We got caffeine and burritos.
We got burritos. We're mainlining both of our fucking
kombucha.
Yeah. And we've got a morning edition episode of the Who Goes There podcast, episode 298.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast. This is episode 298. This is Jorge.
I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch, but I am Matt.
I'm gonna get myself connected. The writing's on the wall.
What song is that? I know that song, but
Stumble, you might fall.
I skipped the other part, too, because I didn't know the lyrics.
It sounds familiar, but I can't.
It's a 90s song.
It's dope.
It's going to eat away at me.
Oh, this is red.
If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. Blind.
What is that?
We'll listen to it later while we're working out.
Yeah, we definitely will. Oh, how you doing, fellas? How's it going?
All right. Doing all right.
Your back is fucked up, brother.
Doctor said I need a brachiotomy, so that's good.
It's those bird bones. They finally come back to haunt you.
It's what's between the bird bones or what's not between the bird bones anymore.
It's a total lack of cartilage.
Yeah.
Have you expressed to him your rigorous deadlifting regimen?
No, he's managed to sneak this whole thing past all of his doctors, all of the fucking workman's comp.
There is no rigorous deadlifting regimen. Is there not? No. It's, you know,
even if it's once a week, like
that's rigorous.
That's the wrong fucking exercise for this situation.
Keeping the joints lubed, you know, that's what it is.
Is that what it's doing?
Yeah.
It seems like it's not working.
No, it's
just
the walking.
Some stretches, like touch your toes.
I can touch my toes. It just hurts.
It just crackles all the way down.
It just hurts. It's just too tight. But yeah, so I'll be getting back
surgery. Well, at least you're not fucking Tiger Woods.
What happened to Tiger Woods?
He turned over in a car.
He is fucked.
What? He flipped a car?
He flipped a car.
Was he drunk?
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, right.
But he broke.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. He broke both of his legs, shattered them. Like he's fricked.
So he's going to be the first person to win a fucking PGA tour in a wheelchair?
Thoughts and prayers, please. Thoughts and prayers.
But yeah,
send them to who gives a shit.
You're looking at surgery, huh?
Yeah, soon. Real soon. Maybe next week. Who knows? 2 weeks from now. It's going to suck. Basically, I found out I won't be able to do anything besides walk and stretch for the first 2 weeks. And even then, I shouldn't start lifting anything heavier than 25 pounds for 6 weeks.
And over here, he's like, I'm going to fuck it.
That's when I come up.
I'm like 25 pounds. So okay, if I can do stuff just one-handed seating, upper body stuff, that should be okay.
What,
right?
what if I do 25 pounds? A lot, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Murder Ball, dude? With the dudes in wheelchairs that are all fucking buff.
Yeah,
up
that's
here.
What I'm going to be Joe Swanson.
You're going to murder ball it up?
I'm going to Joe Swanson that shit. Just fucking be Brock Lesnar with little chicken legs and big old upper body.
Might as well.
Yeah. Nice. It's going to be good stuff.
Well, that's good, I guess.
And I'll tell Rhett to come over to work out and I'll just bark orders at him.
It's so just upper body from now on?
Yeah. Just the other butt. The other butt. He's like, good, I fucking hate leg day.
Good. I don't have to do leg day ever again.
That's about it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
All of that.
Fun stuff. It's, dude, getting old. Have all these fucking devices to keep my shitty body together. I got patella support right now.
You got Nutella support?
Yeah. That shit's good. It's better than any knee brace. That's tight. Got a fucking carpal tunnel brace when I sleep. We got a fucking night guard now. All kinds of shit. Good stuff.
And you're the healthy one.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Actually, that's the healthy
surprisingly,
one.
I am.
No.
We're both kind of healthy. We check different boxes of the health spectrum.
Sure. As long as we're on the spectrum.
Yes.
That's right.
God damn.
On all the spectrums.
Yeah. What about you, dude? How are you?
I am well. One of the things at work is we were in the besides all the disruption of the pandemic, half the work team was split in two buildings for a while because we hadn't moved into the same building yet. So half was over there and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, last couple of weeks, we're all in the same building. So it's been nice. Now it feels like also because there's like a whole work from home option. But that was fucked because we never knew who was going to be there and when. Mm-hmm. So now we have like a schedule when people are working from home. And so now, yeah. So things are, there's a lot less disruption after about a year of this pandemic thing on my end. Cause I started my new job like about a couple months after you did last year. Right.
It might've been before.
No, I started an internship there, but I didn't start there officially till June.
Oh, that might be right. Yeah.
Have you been at your new job for a year?
A year as of like 3 days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking weird how we both like, I mean, that was good timing.
It was a huge, like for me, I know for you too, but it was such a huge transition. Yeah. Like career wise, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, it was for me too. But, yeah, and then like then it happened like during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Basically. So. But yeah, I'm pretty good. Things are becoming a little more manageable on that front.
Nice.
Still vegetarian?
Oh, yes.
Getting easier?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that, honestly, having quit smoking and, you know, drinking and meth and bath salts, and weed and...
Jesus.
But yeah. Oh, wait. So,
but other than that, super great.
No, but yeah, I mean the vegetarian thing is cool because like, you know, before the meat was always the point of the meal.
Right.
It was like what meat am I gonna have? And there's gonna be some shit with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Now it's like when I was talking, like I try to listen to my body, but now you can really like it's like I want broccoli because there's no like I want a burger and I want a burrito. It's like no, it's just the other stuff.
So you know
now you now can really tell what you're missing.
Now that you've gotten rid of the meats and you're having insanely explosive shits, are you finding that you're getting more shit up to your elbow or less?
Less, believe it or not, because they actually got real solid now.
Really?
Now that it's like...
Well, there you go. I think figured it was just going to get splattered along the back of the bowl.
I think a lot of the explosiveness was clearing out all the old fucking decrepit animal corpses that were stuck in my gut. And remember when I shit here like a while ago?
Oh yeah.
It was bad and it was like black and
my
I
nose
didn't know
will
if that,
never forget.
I didn't know if that was blood in my stool or if it was just old fucking beef that I hadn't processed.
Yeah.
Cuz wow. They say that you got like the average male has about 5 pounds of undigested red meat in their gut.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
my doctor says I'm above average, so like I probably got like
10 to 15. Matt's somehow turning this into a competition. He's like, yeah, whatever, dude. I got 15 pounds.
I'm considered morbidly obese, which is above average,
which is better than either of you two fuckers.
That's more dead shit. In
what
my
you
want to
do is
thank
eat
you.
Pork because you digest that even worse.
Oh yeah, but then it's like cannibalism. So
that's right.
Nice. All right.
So yeah, that's still you. Vegetarian.
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I hit. I mentioned it. I hit a year at my job, so that was pretty cool.
Congrats. I saw you had some delicious pizza in your kitchen. Place is pretty good.
It was good pizza, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was good pizza.
It was good pizza.
Have you played anything?
Yeah, I've been playing Breath of the Wild more. I've been playing Dead by Daylight more. And I played
more.
I started playing Little Nightmares 2.
How was that?
It's tight as fuck, dude. It's way cooler than the first one.
Ooh.
It's like it looks so much better and so much more depth is added to it. And it's still insanely creepy. It's still pretty damn difficult. But I've only got about 2 hours in it because we've been doing nothing but mainlining Breaking Bad. Again.
Ooh, good.
Yeah,
ooh.
I love that show. I've seen it so many times, but this is the first time since the initial watch that Ollie and I are like...
paying attention?
No, that we're like on it at the same time.
Oh.
Like, so we're watching them together and we binged like the first two seasons in like the last week and...
Okay, so you're on season three?
Yeah. It's like the first... I think we just finished season two last night.
Dude.
Yeah. But this is like my seventh watch through and I'm still finding shit that like I didn't see before.
Hmm.
It's still so good.
I only had one and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was.
You should try watching it again once you know where it's going and like everything that's going to happen because you can start picking up on little things here. And like so much shit happens in that show. It's insane. It's like.
No, I remember it took full advantage of the long form narrative.
Yeah. Every single episode was just like edge of your seat and stuff. So much stuff happens that by the end of the first season, you're like, fuck, that was only like the first 8 episodes. And then it's like the end of the second season. It's like, well, we should be getting near the end of the show. And like, no, it's just begun.
It has just begun to fuck.
Oh, so good.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's really all I've done. We've been playing Hunt a Killer still. It's getting even better. Like, we're breaking through. Like, we're going to have to do some fucking ritual and light shit on fire. It's wild.
Yeah, tonight's a full moon.
Ritual time.
I'm gonna text Alia right now to let her know it's a full moon and we should do that.
Yeah,
that
you got to do the mood ritual.
Oh, and then I got one of those solo stoves. That's cool as fuck.
I'm so happy
to have like a smokeless fire pit now, and it still lets you smell like a campfire if you stand next to it.
And it doesn't eat logs like a motherfucker.
You know, it does.
It does. Well,
the big one does.
The big one does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what else you got?
What else I got?
Yeah, nothing.
I got nothing.
Nothing. What about you? What, have you seen anything?
I seen some stuff. I wanted to comment because last week I was working out with Matt, as we do, and he's saying, "Would you play Hunt a Killer?" Because Matt does this thing where he's like, "I'm doing this. You should do this." You know.
Well, with Hunt a Killer too, it's something where like you're trying to crack a case, and like the more eyes you have on it, like the
No, dude, you're just trying to push your shit on some other people.
Hey. I've come into my views. I'm trying to bring you in.
No, but he thinks, and I probably would like it if we committed to it, Sophia and I. But he's talking about like that thing where they have to light some stuff on fire and burn this blah blah blah. I'm like,
I feel like you would feel like you're an asshole doing it.
Well, me and Sophia,
we already do these rituals.
We already do that. We already do pretend shit. We're already doing imagination land. You know what I mean? So, but why do you think I'd feel like an asshole?
Not that you would feel like an asshole, but I think you'd be in the middle of it. You're like, what the fuck am I doing? And then like pretending. Throw it away.
Well, because it's like, I want to do the real thing if I'm going to do that, you know? Or at least.
Well, but like, you're also solving a murder at the same time. Well,
you're not.
But like, that's the thing, you're supposed to be.
But like, we could actually just go solve a murder.
Could you?
Yeah. If we could
go do it.
We could go cause a murder. Cool. We could go.
Well, you cause it and solve it.
I'm the greatest detective that's ever lived.
I've already murdered somebody. I'm in the process of leaving clues for myself to find.
I watched.
I'm going to make Hunt a Killer for you.
Yeah.
I'll split this up. So a couple rewatches for me. First watches for Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Jinx, homie, blowjob.
The Untouchables and Deadpool. She had seen neither. By the way, so Deadpool, obviously by this point, world conquering thing, overexposure, blah, blah, blah. But the movie's fucking, it really is good.
Yeah.
It was fucking really good.
Second one's kind of whatever, but that first one is.
I'm eager to rewatch the second one now just to see I remember it just feeling like all over the place.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay. But yeah. That whole Juggernaut bit was good though.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Untouchables is fucking cool. I like
Brian. Kevin Costner?
Yeah. Kevin Costner, Sean Connery. And fucking Andy Garcia, Robert De Niro, Brian De Palma directs. Giorgio Armani does the suits. Ennio Morricone, rip to that guy, does the music. It's fantastic.
Rip.
Okay.
And
Ancora qui.
We watched three new things. Nomadland, which is the best reviewed movie of 2020. And it's Frances McDormand, old white.
Old white
great actress.
I mean, she could still be an old white bitch.
But definitely old white bitch, but not in this movie. She's just unattractive. But very very likable. So
I thought we were talking about Barbara Crampton.
No, the movie's fantastic. Look, let me stop being juvenile for 5 seconds.
That's all you get.
Yeah, the movie's fucking great. It's a great movie. It deserves all the praise it's getting.
Good.
now to, ooh, that was tough. No, now to Black Bear. Have you guys heard about this movie?
No.
Black Bear is good. It's got Aubrey Plaza, and it has the dude from Possessor, and he's even more devastatingly handsome in this one than that one.
Okay.
He looks like Kit Harington, but like with sharper features. Anyway, Black Bear's fucking cool. It's like, and I think both of you would like that one.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that short Aubrey Plaza did? It came out like 2017. It's like 15 seconds long.
No. Oh, you're talking about the Fappening short.
Yeah, you should see that.
You mentioned to me.
Yeah.
No, well, she, She's in a bikini a lot of this film. She plays a character in the first. It does an interesting thing. It's an absolute showcase for the actors. And it's like some movies, like it's all about style and blah, blah. And I like that stuff. Art direction, cinematography. This one, the key thing on display is the writing. Like the writing is so fucking good. So I think both of you guys would appreciate that.
Like tonight's film.
Like, yeah. Like tonight's the first one, especially. Like, yeah. For it was great dialogue in the first Wrong Turn. And then I watched a movie called I Care a Lot.
Oh.
I care very little.
I have not been this mad about a movie in a long fucking time. Okay, so Gone Girl, you guys saw this fucking movie. You saw it recently, right?
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike, fantastic.
Who's that? The main, the Gone Girl?
She's the old white bitch. She's
the main old white bitch.
She's the Gone Girl.
Yeah. Okay. She's the one that's gone.
Keeping in mind that old white bitch is a state of mind, and she is that state of mind.
Yeah.
Like, she's got it. But she's also like, in Gone Girl, you actually like, you can, there are aspects of her character that are likable. If, I mean, she is victimized and all that. In this film, you fucking hate this person off the get-go, which isn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the second part of this movie. I have never seen a movie fucking jump the rails like this and just turn into absolute predictable nonsense. And also so do you guys know the premise of this?
Yeah, she basically, like, from what I understand, she rehomes people, like she's senior citizens that, like, and she takes advantage of them.
She's exploiting the elderly, right? And then based upon the legal standing, and once you're a ward of the state, then she becomes their legal guardian, could decide what to do them and siphon their fucking dough, right? But she does it to a person who happens to be connected to the Russian mafia, which is very poorly represented. Peter Dinklage does a great job acting. But according to this film, this lady could fucking take out the Russian mafia by rolling underneath garage doors and wearing a hoodie and having a couple tasers. And I just don't think that what happens in this film turns her into fucking John Wick. It's fucking dumb, dude.
This is the opposite of dope.
It is the opposite of dope. Like, the entire last hour, Sophia and I are sitting there just like, what? Stu! Like, so dumb. So dumb.
Stu!
Like that. Like, S-T-U.
Can you imagine totally, Sophia actually
doing, I can it? Picture both of the. I don't know. See, like, I have
She's been pulled in.
I have this image in my head of Sophia, but then, like, I realize that she's been dating Rhett for over a year, and I hear, like, the way he talks about some of their interactions.
Yeah.
And I think she might be just as fucking weird as he is.
Oh, well, that would.
I can easily picture them, both of them. Wouldn't
click at all if that were not the case.
I could see both of them sitting on a couch just yelling, Stu! Next to each other.
By no means is it identical weirdness, but it's as weird.
It's complementary weirdness.
Yeah, we're willing to, if we were younger, we wouldn't be willing to work this out.
Isn't that basically every marriage that is successful, or every relationship? Yeah, you're just weird. And
it's just like when you take two magnets.
I don't think she would have been a fan of me blacking out.
Personally. You take two magnets, you're trying to put the same side together, but it doesn't work. You still force them together.
I'm
Rosamund Pike. So that's not a recommend on your.
Well, basically. Dude, look, I'd recommend it just so you could see what I'm talking about. The set, because I do. It doesn't matter to me, but it does. I'm not alone in this, right? I look up the fucking reviews for this. It's got an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fucking staggering. But the user score is sub 35%. And then I look at the fucking reviews. They're like, the second half of this movie, the second half. I'm like, thank you. Like, I'm not fucking going nuts. I go on Metacritic. It's got a 66 median average, and it's got a fucking 3 out of 10 user score.
Oof. Yeah.
And I agree with the users on this.
You're like, for once,
you guys are dead fucking on. But yeah, she does do a good job playing a fucking psychotic bitch. She's very good.
She's good at that. Yeah.
She's very good at that.
Well, that's a skip.
Yeah.
Skip.
Unless you want to get pissed off. You would, like, if I'm getting like this about it, imagine how you are, because you're a stickler for this, like, for this stuff.
That's true.
I kind of want him to watch it just so he can come on next week and just, like, rage about it.
You should try that. You should do that.
I've got one this week that I'm pissed.
I watched, horror stuff, rewatched for the first time since I had seen it years ago on Netflix. You're next, because it's in our bracket. For our episode bracket. 300, which is coming up. Oh, I know you guys are not, you're not a fan.
Tell us about episode 300, Rhett. What are we doing?
Episode 300 is a milestone achievement in the history of the universe, in which the three of us will be doing a retrospective
of the 2010s. And the idea was to select the most notable, best, slash favorite, slash what we personally thought should be on there. Films, we're trying to get down to the best 10 films of the decade. But we're going to do it in a really...
we're doing it basically a March Madness bracket.
Yeah. We're doing a really strange and complicated way of doing that.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be rad.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to pit movies up against each other randomly, and then we have to decide amongst ourselves...
Scream at each other for a set amount of time until we decide which one is better.
Right, which is going to make it to the next round, and we'll see what we're left at the end. I hope, like, once we get to the end, we could go over our personal lists, too, real quick.
Hearts will be broken, dreams will be shattered, and only the tightest movie will be left standing.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I know which one's going to...
We omit under the fanatic, because that would just be unfair.
To everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just know that... In our hearts, the Fanatic won best, favorite, and tightest movie of the OOs.
The Fanatic is beyond, it doesn't compete.
It's like Hard on Collider shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't compete.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to compete.
It lives again. In its own little world.
I watched a film by a director named Ed Wood called Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Horrible, obviously considered the worst film of all time. Still, now, I've watched the fucking shit out of The Room. I love watching bad movies. Rewatching Plan 9, which I hadn't... I watched Plan 9 from Outer Space with my mom years ago. This movie is fucking awful. Like, and we had to chop it up into probably 8 or 9 different sections at 10 minutes at a time.
Oh, you're watching movies like me then?
No, dude, you can't.
On your
phone?
You can't
get through it. But it's on Amazon. And fuck, man, there is some hilarious shit in there. The Taking of Deborah Logan.
I'm already pissed off at you.
Okay.
Just because of the way you said it.
The Taking of Old White Bitch Logan. And that's the thing. She's not the old white bitch. Her daughter is. Right? She looks like some fucking dude who lives in a van. Needs to wash her hair.
The river.
Yeah. So this movie, again, I've said it before. Look, to get it out of the gate, I'm not big on the found footage thing. I'm just not.
So then that's why I don't think he'll like Hell House.
It adds a layer of fakery to the proceedings to me that make it harder for me to engage with the film. And it's supposed to be naturalistic dialogue, but none of it feels natural. I think that shit works best with like, Best in Show.
He might like Hell House then. I was actually talking about this on Twitch the other day where like found footage has to be presented in one of two ways. It has to be presented as a made documentary where people have found the footage, edited it together, spliced in with like interviews and stuff like that, like Hell House. Or it has to be like Blair Witch, where it's untampered. It's got like shit that doesn't even matter to the story. Just random fuckery.
I like Blair Witch better than what.
Yeah, it's like, Logan. I found this cassette. It's undoctored. Here is what I found.
I think Rhett's main issue with found footage stuff is that if the acting isn't
natural,
like spot on and natural, then it's an instant, why is this found footage?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It works for comedy. It works for like Best in Show and fucking Spinal Tap because it's goofy. Like, so I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like with horror, it's like, it takes me, and that's a personal thing. But beside that, the movie, how it's dealing with fucking, what's the word? Alzheimer's and dementia. I'm watching it with Sophia, who works in the field and all this. These people keep going, do you remember that? Do you remember that? No, they don't fucking remember that. Like that they're like filming a person with Alzheimer's. Like this would never happen. Like you don't sit there and ask people if they remember shit. And they're like, please talk to me. They can't talk. It's neurology. Like you don't fucking, the first thing they tell you is not to like, you go along with the person on their trip. If they're hallucinating that someone's there, you don't say, no, they're not. No, they're not. Like what the fuck, dude? So it was really annoying.
You yes and them, right?
Yes and.
Yeah. Like you, like me, like when I'm fucking hallucinating here, you guys kind of go along with it, right?
No, usually we fucking ignore you and you just argue with yourself.
But yeah. So it's the big thing is the performances.
Yes, and?
And then yes, I will concede there are 5 seconds of her eating a fucking little girl's head, which are just wonderful to behold.
Hella tight.
That's just great.
Yeah, I'm pretty forgiving with the acting in that movie because I just think it overall it's kind of a nice treat. Yeah, the The characterization of Alzheimer's is kind of wacky, and it's but I think it's still a pretty good movie.
The daughter looked like a frigid Laura Dern, and I don't want that in my life.
Isn't Laura Dern kind of frigid?
Hey, come on.
Who's Laura Dern?
Laura Dern is dope. She's from Jurassic Park and Blue Velvet.
Oh, she's like, okay.
Twin Peaks.
So yeah, you didn't like it. So that won't be doing very well in the bracket.
And it was tough for me.
What's it going up against?
It's tough because these are movies you added.
I got you.
These are movies you guys added to be considered for the... I'm thinking this is best of the decade. Like, so that's my lens I'm coming at it with.
Hey, you saw how we did the bracket. Like, realistically, we went to...
I know.
Like, we had our own choices. We also went to, like...
I threw Lights Out in there.
Letterbox and shit. Yeah, Lights Out does not belong on it. We went to, like, Letterbox and IMDb.
Tragedy Girls?
Took the highest rated stuff.
No way.
Well, we'll talk, we'll talk about that on episode 300.
So that show will be fun then.
Tragedy Girls I watched, and first 5 minutes I almost wanted to turn it off. And so I'm like, it's like freaky. This is not though. This is jokey, stupid, fucking made for streaming before we had we're in a pandemic bullshit. So and so there, yeah, I'm not even go further with Tragedy Girls.
I could have almost predicted that exact reaction from Red on that on Tragedy Girls.
Made for streaming before pandemic.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. I'm not gonna give any input on that.
Oh, come on. All right, and that's it.
So I watched, well, Ronnie and I watched this show called Behind Her Eyes, and premise is, it from the get-go, sounds kind of stupid. It's basically this girl who works in a psychiatrist's office.
Oh, that's dumb.
No. Not that part. She goes out one night, you know, to hang out with one of her girlfriends, and then she ends up canceling on her.
You're right. That does sound dumb.
It does. It starts off like the shittiest, like romantic fucking drama. And she goes out, a dude spills a drink on her, and they end up fucking hanging out, whatever. Come to find out that he is the new hire at her office, the newest doctor at her office. So, she wacky situation.
Meet cute.
Yeah. And then in about like 2/3 of the way of like the second episode, it goes a little bit wacky, and I don't really want to talk about it too much because it's pretty fun. And the series, it's just 8 episodes. It's a limited series. It's one of those UK things where they're like, there's a whole season. It's done, wrapped up. And it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
And what made you continue on to the second episode if it started dumb?
Well, because I
this
had
is seen, what he does.
Because I had seen some That's things true. About it that were saying that it does kind of take like a left turn okay. at some point. I was like, okay, I'm there till then.
He can't.
You
stop.
Like spoilers? That's weird,
huh?
You like spoilers?
Well, no, because
that's like the third time in like
the spoiler
two or three
was
weeks
the only where, reason he kept watching.
Yeah. Well, yeah, where I've heard you say like, oh yeah, like I read about it and I read that this like with Search Party, you were like, you know, I read ahead and then I heard that there's some culty
is,
stuff.
You know what it is, dude? Because I. When I start shows like that and they initially start off kind of crappy, but they're reviewed well, or and I don't want to say Reddit is the source of all of this, but
you're trying to
and
give
then
it.
And then I see things that are like, oh my gosh, that like 2/3 of the way through, it gets incredible. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to give it a shot.
I think this is a function for me too, because I've had that experience with a couple really good shows. Like it's that long narrative thing, because it's not – if there's established – like Breaking Bad, for instance – it wasn't fantastic the first 2 episodes.
Oh, dude, it so was. You haven't. When was the last time you watched it?
No. What I'm saying, did you remember watching it when it came out?
Well, when
you
it
had
came,
no clue it was gonna. When fucking,
it came,
like,
no, when it came out,
going.
I had only heard about it, so I didn't watch it until the second season.
Exactly.
But from the first episode, I was hooked, and I just like kept
that's
kind
of how I felt about True Detective too. Like the first 2 episodes were kind of difficult to get through, and then yeah. I mean, not
it's
difficult.
Not a 2-hour movie; it's a 10-hour movie.
Yeah.
Or
well, even
40-hour
Parks and Rec. That whole first season was
so
was
I had and I had a similar experience in it, and something else that I talked about. Or I was going to talk about. So, anywho, Behind Her Eyes. It's weird. It gets like it's difficult. Yeah, it's not difficult to watch. It's a fucking TV show, for Christ's sake. it's kind of a hard watch in terms of narrative flow until about second episode, 2/3 of the way through, and then it goes like some really unexpected ways, and then at the end, it's fucked.
It has to set up its fuck. It has to get its ducks
yeah.
in a row.
The other thing that was the other show that was kind of like that I just finally caught up again was WandaVision. I don't know. Have you seen any of WandaVision?
I haven't. I've heard that again, like because This is one where episode after episode, people are really now fucking saying how great it is.
Yeah. So the first two episodes of WandaVision, I'm like, bro, we have got to.
What are you doing?
What is happening?
What like, is that?
So essentially,
it's Scarlet Witch and Vision from Avengers.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, like, it starts off with Scarlet Witch Scarlet Witch and Vision. Like, they're in this fake TV show that's it literally goes from like the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s. And it's
one of her powers is to alter reality. So I would assume it has something to do with that, right?
Well, yeah.
She's living in like a bubble reality.
And as like anybody who has any idea of Scarlet Witch kind of understands why it's happening, but two episodes in and there's some like magic-y stuff that's happening. But ultimately I'm wondering, where the fuck is this going to go? Dude, like, episode four hits and then it just goes.
It fucks.
Yeah. And that's another thing. I was like, dude, I don't know if TV shows are doing this because like they're expecting people to binge these things all in one shot. But I tend to see that a lot where it takes 2-3 episodes to really fucking get going.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But no, WandaVision.
When they did the Crown of Gold, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Now we're fucking good.
So yeah, I fully caught up. Last night with WandaVision, it's real good. So yeah, I recommend that up to now. And then I watched.
You hear him? He's making noises.
Here we go. This is gonna be good.
And then I watched Monster Hunter.
He's powering up.
Fucking Monster Hunter, dude.
That's with Mila. What's her face?
Mila Jovovich.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit, is that that's a bad movie.
Let's review what this guy directed real quick. I think we should.
It's
Event Horizon, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, pretty
his
good.
Best films. Okay, let's go to the right. He did Soldier with Kurt Russell, which you like just because Kurt Russell.
I don't think I've seen Soldier.
I bet you haven't because it's sci-fi. But
oh, wait, no, then I have. Wait, no.
Jesus
Maybe Christ. I'm thinking of Stargate.
Maybe you're thinking Either of Escape way. From New York, dude. No, Stargate. No,
it's
Stargate
funny that you bring cool. Stargate up because I was actually going to use that. So Monster Hunter. Well, sorry, continue with the...
Pompeii.
Yeah.
All those Resident Evil fucking movies, basically. Mm-hmm. Death Race 2000.
Is this not, like Mila Jovovich's husband or something?
Yeah, he's not good. You no I'm good.
Like, wait, you put her in all those Resident Evils and then you still brought her back?
Yeah. I just wanted to review that. So he can suck a dick.
Anybody who's seen Stargate has already watched Monster Hunter. It's... Basically, the exact same fucking premise. It's,
minus Kurt Russell.
It's garbage.
Minus James Spader being all creepy.
I don't think I've seen...
Have you played that game?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Like, it's not dupe.
Alia kept... Like, we got it. Like, it came with the... When we bought the Switch. And, like, Alia kept saying, you should play that. I've heard good things. And, like, I played it and I didn't like it. And then she played it. And she's like, I put in 15 hours and this game is awful. I have no idea what's happening.
Huh. Well, I mean,
meanwhile, I'm 20 hours into Breath of the Wild, just jumping off cliffs.
It's definitely like a very Japanese ass fucking game. Like there's a lot of grinding and there's a lot of there's a lot of RPG elements in the game. I don't understand why they thought that Monster Hunter was a good candidate for a video game.
Yeah,
it's crazy, dude.
Because you can have Mila Jovovich fighting CGI monsters again.
Crazy. Once I played the game, I was like, this is what they made a movie out of?
Fucking Ron Perlman is in this film.
Oh, okay.
And it is hilariously bad.
Is he a monster?
No. No, he looks kind of like a monster
these
days.
That's a waste of casting.
But,
right? That's a mistake.
You know, it's weird the elements they decided to put into this film. Like, there's a cat chef. And I'm like, of all the things... In Monster Hunter, you put a cat chef into the fucking movie.
I mean, I kind of like that you get to have little like kitties walk around with you and fuck shit up.
That stuff is cool.
Alia made one that looked like Chunks and just named her Chunks.
It's just mind-boggling to me how this thing gets all the way through pre-production, production.
Bro, how did House of the Dead get through all that stuff?
Well, because Uwe Boll basically financed the whole thing.
He did.
Like, that's essentially how House of the Dead happened.
That motherfucker will fuck up Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yeah, dude. At least Uwe, you're like, well, I mean, you purchased.
We should do Alone in the Dark.
Rhett, now that you're on... Ooh, I'm down. That would be a good Patreon episode.
You should have done that with that fucking Tooth Fairy movie.
Now that you're on Letterboxd, do you follow Uwe Boll on Letterboxd?
His reviews are the best.
Dude.
I had read about this before I was on Letterboxd.
He talks so much shit, and he brings like his own personal experiences with the actors. Like, oh, I tried to work with them and they wanted so much money and they're a fucking hack and this and that. And like,
he like does personal slams.
Yeah, dude.
He's just yeeting on everyone. In his
Letterbox.
Anywho, Monster Hunter is not good. Don't watch it. Even if you're a fan of these big fucking CGI jizz fests. Yeah,
how's the action?
It's awful. It's truncated nonsense where like it goes from one
1995 editing.
Yeah. It's bad. So don't watch it. I mean, unless you've really got a hard on for Mila Jovovich and Wall Poulter Anderson, don't watch it.
Yeah. I like the other
Paul Walker Anderson.
Yeah. So There Will Be Blood. And yeah, that, I like
the,
that one.
That one's the good one. But yeah, don't watch it.
Tight.
Any news we should get to, boys?
I do have one piece of news, and it's about it's about the Hard-On Collider. The Hard-On Collider has released another animal, which was not around. And Jorge's going to say it's been around, but that means you are remembering things from an alternate timeline that's converging with mine.
Yeah, like narwhals.
Exactly. Just like the narwhal. And it's this thing. It's spelled like stoat, but it's pronounced stout, otherwise known as a
ermine.
I need to tell you about these guys real quick. They are the most adorable.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Adorable rodent of all possible worlds, right? But
what about Fievel, dude?
Fuck Fievel. This guy will eat Fievel and his whole family.
Damn. He was just trying to go west.
And he's cuter. That's what I'm saying. Not only is he the most efficient killer, he's also the best looking. He's like the James Bond of rodents, right?
What about Ricky Ticky Tavi, dude?
He saved the baby, dude.
He did. And he fucked up a snake.
Fuck Ricky Tibby Tabby.
He fucking snake.
This guy, these things will hunt things that are 10 times their size. Like they chase rabbits around to tucker them out.
You mean like chunks?
Right. And so here's the thing. Most predators too, if there's a bunch of prey, they'll get one and eat it. And the others, you got off for today, right? Uh-uh. He fucking kills all of them. It kills all of them and then will only eat the brain.
Yeah.
It'll eat the brain of all of them and then leave the corpse. He's like, I'm going to get full off your fucking gourmet brains and leave.
He's trying to like absorb their wisdom.
He's wanting adrenochrome.
And you know where they live? Usually they live in the fucking place of the shit they killed. They're like, I'm going to fucking move in your place now. Like I put my shit in your place.
Did you ever hear about like, you know,
it's
about
fucking crazy.
You know about cuckoo. I think it's cuckoo birds. You know what they do? Like, I think it's the cuckoo. They will go and they'll go into other birds' nests and lay eggs in there, like tricking the other bird into raising and hatching their egg. Birds are fucking dumb. They don't notice. And like, they'll hatch it. That other, the bird, the cuckoo will like kick out the other birds and murder them.
Pretend to be the fucking baby.
And
right?
Just pretend to be the baby and get fed and then just like murder their other babies. And just, it's tight. They trick like another bird into raising their kids.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. So I wanted to talk about our boy,
the ermine.
The ermine.
The stout.
I thought you got one because I know you were looking looking for like a ferret. And
they'll be good pets initially, but as they become adults, they lose interest in humans because they're like,
me too.
Bitch, I'm an apex predator.
I want to eat your brains.
Yeah, I will eat your brains if I could.
Right.
And look fucking adorable. Like they are adorable, dude.
Yeah, Ronnie's been threatening to get a ferret. Yeah. And I would love to have one, but apparently they stink.
Well, Dashie would fuck
they have
this
a lot of health problems too. Them and guinea pigs.
Yeah.
I've been looking into it. Yeah.
It's because they like usually live in wood shavings covered in their own piss and shit.
What?
What's your excuse, brother?
I live in my own piss and shit. I live in a small box surrounded by my own piss and shit.
Damn, there he goes. That's true. About Matt's place.
I didn't even leave say him alone he said about it.
Leave him alone.
He said it. I just made a gesture, goddammit.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Just wait. As soon as I get my back surgery, I'm going to go to the kitchen and I'm going to fall through the floor then.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of it. All right. Well, we'll be right back to talk about a couple movies. Oh, that's just nothing but dope.
Dip. It's like D-E-W-P.
Dip.
Dope stout.
Dip stout.
Hey, stop looking out the window, dude.
What are you doing, dude?
Trying to stretch.
You flexing over there, dude?
No, I'm stretching my back.
Hey, stretchy Matt, guess what?
We're back.
Fucking back.
Black metal, we're back.
Black Dahlia, we're back.
No, that's a mistake.
That shit is a mistake.
I'm glad we're unified on that front.
At least on that front, we're unified. That's true.
Yeah. It is a good name for a band like that. The Black Dahlia Murder. I think that's why most they're like, oh, I love that band because the fucking name. Like, no, you don't.
No, you don't, dude. Why are you lying?
Yeah. You just think that it's a cool name.
You just think you like that band.
Yeah.
Anywho, what's up with the Patreon, dude?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is full of awesome people who want us to continue doing this show, despite what we say about certain open mouth celebrities. And they go and they support us financially because that's really what we need is support. And in return, we give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise, and other fun stuff like access to the Patreon-only Discord.
Access to this dick.
Yeah, that too. All you got to do is ask nicely. And
I don't even know anymore, man. He had to get it out.
Who goes there podcast?
He had to uncork the fucking bottle for that one.
Yeah. Jesus. He's going to uncork it all over Patreon. We got new Patreons.
We got a couple new Patreons this week.
Put George on the spot.
Yeah. I've got him right here. I don't know. Did we mention? No, we didn't. Alex Embra.
No. Saw, bra.
Saw, homie.
Saw it.
And then friend of the show who's been hanging with us for a long time. Did we talk about Northern California?
Yeah.
Michelangelo?
No, we talked about
that. Okay, then we just have one.
We're done with that guy.
Northern California Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a couple films. We watched, I got it right here, 2003's Wrong Turn and also 2021's Wrong Turn. 2003's Wrong Turn is directed by Rob Schmidt, written by Alan McElroy, starring Eliza Dushku, Jeremy Sisto, Emmanuel Churki.
Oh, she's so fun.
Desmond Harrington, Kevin Zegers, Lindy Booth, Julian Richings, Gary Robbings, and some other fuckers that you probably don't know. Wrong Turn 2021 is directed by Mike P. Nelson, also written by Alan B. McElroy, starring Charlotte Vega, one of the better Charlottes that we've talked about recently, Adane Bradley, Bill Sage, Emma Dumont, Dylan McTee, Daisy Head,
Dylan McDee,
Matthew Modine as an old
white bitch. Damn, he's old.
Vardhan Arora.
Damn, he's white.
He's a long way from.
Damn, he's old and damn, he's white.
We're a long way from Full Metal Jacket here.
Dude, when he showed up in that little fucking that athletic shirt, I was like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing, brother?
Even when he was in Dark Knight Rises 10 years ago, I'm like, God damn, he's old. Now it's like, fuck.
I mean, that's just it for him, dude. He's just an old white bitch until he dies.
That's it.
I forget how we do these.
Let's go. First things first.
What'd you think of the
2003?
What'd you think of the 2003 Wrong Turn?
Look, is this a perfect movie? No. Is this even one of the better slasher movies?
No.
But do I love the shit out of this movie? Fuck yes. This movie's like awesome and awful and all the ways that I love.
It's like, you know what? I gotta stop you. You're fucking kidding me.
No, I'm serious. Right? I'm serious. Okay, so you were talking about like earlier watching shows where like, you know, I'm glad that with long form they take a little while
that's
to get
not
going.
The same, that has nothing to do with it.
No, but
it's
that's
an hour and a half.
Right, no, but that's what I was gonna say that I really like, especially about this one, is that instantly shit starts happening, like, you know, with the people climbing the rock face, and it's like an intro that like really brings you in.
Yeah, he gets up to the rock and is like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah,
instantly.
Retarded. I have liked Wrong Turn since 2003. I've watched it twice in the last week. I still think it holds up. I do love Wrong Turn 2003.
All right. Right? What do you think? Of
2003? No, no, no way, dude. No way. No way. Not even on slasher terms. Because look, look, wait a minute. I'm so glad, too, that I'm like getting well versed with all this stuff. Dude, like, there was a movie already, you know, called The Hills Have Eyes. Like, we're good on this. And then the remake, which came out after this, I understand. I'm good on this. But look, the movie is dumb as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
No. Because here's the thing. The problem with me is there's too many scenes, besides the dumb shit that comes out of their mouth, which I'm expecting, where they're looking at shit happen and they stare at it and mm-hmm. it's like, fucking move.
This was like paralyzed with fear.
This Bullshit. Was like hide under a thing simulator 2003, man.
It's like, oh, they shot an arrow. Keep looking at him. No. Like, wait. Move, drive.
Okay, but run. To be fair, when you're playing games like Outlast, sometimes the hiding is the scariest part because you never know when you're going to get caught.
Dude, right. Also, look, yeah. as soon as they get to this house, they just like, oh, I don't know if it's a good idea to go in here. 10 seconds later, they're all in the house. Like, what are you doing?
That's like every horror movie ever.
No.
Yeah, but they're literally saying the thing that they shouldn't be doing, and then they do it.
No, it's not every horror movie ever. It's not fucking Hereditary. Does it happen in that movie?
Probably.
No, probably
they're
not.
They're like, we shouldn't go in the attic, and then they go in the attic.
Is it fucking Alien? They just go into a house? They did in Alien, basically.
Yeah, they did.
Hey,
see?
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah.
hey, shut up myself.
Yeah. So, dude, it's just too much. I can't stand that shit when they're like, they're watching shit happen and it just keeps cutting back and forth. And it's like, fucking move, dude.
This wasn't about that. This was about guts.
I know. Yeah, but there wasn't that many guts.
Fuck yes, there was.
Not really. The best kill is the axe to the face and then the body falls down the limbs. CGI madness.
Hell yeah, that was tight. But then like when the girl, like the redhead girl just sitting there with the barbed wire cutting into her mouth and her face is all fucking flopping over.
That's dumb shit too. Like they fall, like there's too many contrivances. Dude. Like she falls right where they are. Like, oh, I hate that shit. She just happens to fall in front of their face.
Yeah.
Because they're under the bed. Like, dude, no. Yeah. And also, there's three guys. Yeah. There's three backwoods fucking dudes that can barely walk. Kill these motherfuckers. Yeah.
Barely walk? They're running through the woods.
And, you know, that also, messed out bitch one is. He's like, that's me.
Yeah, you heard him coming.
That's three fingers.
I was like, oh, that's Rhett.
Yeah. That's Rhett. He's the only real threat. Those other guys are just assholes. Here's
the
thing
that, you know, that
he's the only one that came back,
too. The thing that irritates me about these fucking, like, these genetic monstrosity movies is that, like, for this to have happened, you don't just get to this much deformation after one fuck session. This is thousands of years of fucking of evolution here that we're talking about. So
well, how did Jeepers Creepers dude happen?
Wait.
He's a demon, dude.
Right. Well, then maybe these guys are like.
So here's the thing. I haven't seen the two prequels, so I don't know
prequels.
Yeah, dude.
Why are there so many of these?
Because they're cheap and easy to make, probably.
Oh yeah.
But there's this one. There's two sequels. There's two prequels, and now there's two reboots.
That's a mistake. Also, no so sex. Why?
Not in this one. Every other one did. I was reading about it this morning. They tried to like write it in, but like basically they weren't cool with it and a lot of stuff got cut and like, but yeah. So I found out that the traffic jam at the beginning is caused by a chemical spill. So like maybe they're not inbred mutants. Maybe they got like.
The trucker mentions that shit.
What, that they're inbred or no, that it's the chemical spill. Yeah. So like. Maybe they're not inbred mutants. Maybe it's like a chemical mutation kind of thing, like a toxic Avenger kind of thing.
The choices in this movie, they're just so all over the place. I can't even track them. Like they create a diversion. So he like runs off into the woods and screaming. Then the other guy makes a fucking diversion. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
They both heard create a diversion and they both went to create a diversion.
and then
it's just poor communication.
Here it goes again, Matt. Like they're in the woods. They're in the fucking forest.
Yeah.
They keep running into each other. Like, dude, it's not a small area.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there he is. No, he's not. What the fuck are you talking about?
They're trackers. They're used to doing
it. No, but I'm saying the other dumb motherfucker's getting killed also. Like he runs off and then they're in a car and they're like, oh, look, there he is. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, what are you talking
they
about?
Drove around because it was like a driveway that it's came down.
I know.
So he ran this way. They drove this way.
He wasn't running to a road.
Even from the get-go, dude. So you okay, so you get they get to the house where they're like, we shouldn't go in this house. Oh, fuck it. Let's go in the house. There's the one inbred mutant.
They explain that
hold
away.
Hold up a minute.
They need a phone.
There's a no, fuck that part. Fuck the phone. Fuck needing a phone.
Yeah.
They get into this, they get into this fucking house and this mutant is sleeping, right? They get out, and then the one mutant opens his eye and he's looking at him.
Yeah, with his views.
Where did the other two guys come from? Were they just sitting there waiting for them to run?
They were probably asleep too, like in another room or something.
No, and that's the thing too. Okay, where's the other two? Where's the other two? Where are they? Oh, there they are. Oh, what a surprise. Dude, I fucking hate that.
They're already in the van, ready to go.
Yeah, they were in the house sleeping. They all came back from the hunting trip. And, you know, they all were there. They ate. They got the itis. They took a nap. And then during the nap, they escaped. And then the itis, you know, like when you eat too much and you get like the fucking like a Thanksgiving dinner with all the tryptophan and you need to sleep. That's the itis. So they got the itis. Mm. And then like they were all taking a nap and then they made the noise. So like I'll agree that the spraying on the door was stupid because like he's like, oh, it's making noise. Let me block it with my hand. But then like his hand starts bleeding even though the thing is like opening. Like I don't know why that's cutting his hand open.
It's dumb.
But then like, you know, he fucking like the guy opens his eyes and then he yells, run, throws the door open, and then they all start shouting. It's like, if he would have just left, he probably could have been okay.
Either way, in any, no. Like, dude, yeah. There's another part where, like, he gets up underneath the truck. Like fucking Keanu Reeves in the movie we didn't watch as a group, Speed. And, like, he's like, I'm going to follow them back home. You know, like, it's like, what the fuck? And it's like, oh, because the girl's there. Like, well, dude, shut up.
And not only that, dude, but
the girl he just met.
I'm as a non-strong person, I'm looking at that scene and I'm like, you had to have held your fucking self up underneath that truck.
There's
for like
no way.
15 minutes.
There's
dude.
No fucking the way.
Also, fuck? Good thing you're not on a backwoods road or anything.
Yeah. Like, rocks like, sticking
what
up.
The fuck.
Yeah. I mean, but like,
so dumb.
It's not supposed to be smart.
No, but it doesn't it's just, all have to be dumb. Like, all of it is dumb.
No, but it does a real good job of, like, subverting your expectations.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
No, and then like, expectations like, of a good movie?
He's, like, driving down the road, and he drops the CD, and you're like, oh, he's going to crash because of the CD, and then he doesn't, and then you relax, and then he slams into the car.
The other thing that pissed me off about that scene is he takes the CD out. He puts it right back in, and it plays the exact same spot.
And it's a shitty song.
You know what pisses me off is that this movie.
Everything.
This movie needed more Mudvayne. If it's gonna have that dude in his
have all, it always have Mudvayne.
It didn't have any Mudvayne.
I stand. Do it. Put that shit on. It didn't have from Ghost Ship.
The demon.
Yeah, there was no Mudvayne. It did have Breaking Benjamin.
That's why when it went to the credits, I'm like, oh my fucking god.
So I looked
Breaking Benjamin.
I was looking at the wiki page and I found out that there was like a popular music album that came out and then the score, and I didn't recognize any of the groups, and then at the very end it's Breaking Benjamin. So you know they like spent their whole load just getting that one song for the credits.
Well, and that's 2003. And then,
they should have done it
on the opening credits, not the fucking ending credits, because by that time I'm spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the nonstop thrill ride. Bro, like it's like once it starts going, it just keeps going. Like, they get into the car accident in the first, like, 5 to 10 minutes. Then they find the shack at, like, minute 15. And then they're being chased for the next, like, 75 minutes.
Look, I like how they broke up the monotony with the trees and shit. Like, they get in the tree thing. But also, everything's so stupid. Like, I wonder who did this tree thing. You know what I mean? I wonder if they know where to look. I wonder if they're going to light it on fire.
Well, the tree thing is like a ranger. It's like a one of those fire lookouts.
They're all fucking Rambo. It's not like a good slasher when your protagonist is invincible. Like all three of them can jump out of a fucking treehouse and land in trees. Like, dude, this is a big deal in First Blood where Sylvester Stallone, Rambo, jumps into fucking trees and barely survives. These guys are just like, oh, fuck it. Let's all do it.
And they all managed to hang onto one branch.
And then they're like running around these branches. I'm like, is this how branches work?
Like, it's like, oh, I haven't thought about that.
Like, they're fucking the squirrels. One. Like, they're all squirrel size now. Like, it's like the Ewok village.
They're nimbly bimbly.
What's the funniest part about that is that, so we're these fucking inbred mutants. We're supposed to believe that they're like, they're tree people because they're literally like running across these tree limbs.
Fuck yeah, they are.
And I go, so they do that a lot?
That's what happens when you live in West Virginia. You become one with the land.
Is a lot of what they are hunting in the trees?
And the trees, you can run across them in the branches.
I mean, if they can do it in Crouching Tiger, why can't you do it in Wrong Turn?
Crouching Tiger has a... What are you talking about?
Yeah, they run along the treetops in Crouching Tiger. So, like, why can't these fucking guys do it?
Don't.
Why? Because they're from Virginia? Because they're rednecks? Rednecks can't be nimbly bimbly?
MAGA can't do anything like that.
We're not talking MAGA.
Crouching Tiger, they've perfected otherworldly shit, and they show it in a very graceful way.
I don't even think these guys would be MAGA. They'd probably eat Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though.
Don't try to, like, bring people back that were alienated by that statement. God damn. No, but yeah, you're probably right. They probably don't have a strong political lean. They just want to eat people and fuck something. That's the thing too. What are they? There's three dudes.
Yeah.
What? How does that work?
What do you mean?
Are they gonna like try to reproduce?
I mean, probably.
See, like, Hills Have Eyes covered that.
There's a backstory, at least, with the Hills Have
Eyes. Maybe they don't even really want to reproduce. Maybe they just lay the D. They just lay the D, and then they just murder them, and, like, they eat it.
But how do they continue as a family? Why do you need
to continue?
They would, because life forms, it's not a human thing. It's like you'd want to, like, and they'd want to have sex, which I assume like, they're into.
So, like, why do you have to have sex and have kids? I don't have any fucking kids.
Well, yeah, but they you're saying want
I gotta
to.
Have they kids? Still want to have
how
sex.
How do you know they would want
one
to?
Leads to the other, though. How do you know that's how that works?
Yeah, but you can't have a fucking baby if you kill the thing that you impregnated.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. You have a fucking baby. You don't think
just because, like, okay, let's say they catch Eliza Dushku. They did have her tied to the bed. And in the original script, they ripped her clothes off. So they were definitely going to fuck her. But, like, they could crack off like 100 loads in her, and if they murdered her right after, it wouldn't even matter.
Can you not say crack off loads?
Yeah, I'm a little disgusted by that, actually, to be honest.
You know, like, it happens. We're adults here. People crack off loads.
We're adults.
They even had the fucking junkyard of stuff, of cars, just like Hills Have Eyes.
They did.
So at what point is it so derivative where it's like, you know what? No.
Bro, it's completely different. They're in the woods. Hills Have Eyes was in the desert.
And it was a family, not a bunch of dumb teens.
Yeah, or duh. Whatever they are. And a veterinarian.
And fucking Elton from Clueless.
Yeah.
Rolling with the homies.
Fucking Jeremy Sisto, man. My God.
Bro, we should make a shirt that just says Rolling with the Homies.
We should do a Sisto shirt.
What is Sisto? Oh, Jeremy Sisto.
Did you see that movie Hideaway? Did you ever see that from the 90s?
That sounds familiar. What is that?
It's Jeff Goldblum and Alicia Silverstone and Jeremy Sisto. And it's based on a Dean Koontz novel. And this guy goes to the afterlife to kill people. And fucking it's the guy who directed The Lawnmower Man and Virtuosity.
Oh.
And in the afterlife is mid-90s CGI madness.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying?
I'm into that.
I know. That's why it's a Jorge movie.
See, if we did that, Silverstone's in that, we could do it with The Crush,
We should just watch all of Brett Leonard's movies. Virtuosity, Lawnmower Man, and Hideaway.
I can't believe I've never seen Hideaway.
Me either.
Because I've seen Virtuosity many a time and Lawnmower Man many a time.
I haven't seen it since the 90s, and I'm sure it's shit, but it'll be a perfect shit 90s artifact.
Well, if it's half as tight as Wrong Turn, I'm in.
It already sounds better than Wrong Turn because it has...
Even just by premise alone. Dude, Wrong Turn, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, what do you think? Come on.
I'm already.
Yeah. What do you tell us more?
I don't know, dude. Like, this doesn't push any buttons for me, man.
He didn't watch it.
None of it, dude. Like, even if I'm picking apart these little, like, inconsistencies with the CD player and then him... Yeah. Him fucking, and then him smashing into this car, and then they're like, oh, shit happens, bro.
Are you okay? Well, I mean, like, Yeah, it's a fucking one way mountain road. Like, hit them. It's not like
they were just coming around the corner. No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
I was staring at a deer.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Why?
See, and people say that driving with cell phones is fucking dangerous. Deers are the real problem. Right. You know how many fucking car accidents they cause?
And
lots.
And then let's make sure at the end when we rip that map off of the woods to really be like, ain't nobody gonna get killed no more.
Yeah.
It's like, what the
fuck? He's doing it good.
Also. You said all the girls in this are hot. There was one that was so fucking annoying that made any hotness go away.
I mean, to be fair, they're all pretty fucking annoying, but no, that doesn't change it. Are you talking the redhead?
Not the redhead. The one who's like...
The fiance.
Emmanuel Chikri.
Kill her.
I don't care.
Let her die.
I don't care.
She is a liability.
She could nag my ear off.
Scream and yell when you're trying to hide from people.
Her actual death was pretty cool. I did like that.
She dislocated her shoulder during doing that. And I read that you can actually hear like the shoulder.
Why do you know like deep dives on
my turn, because this morning I actually did research since we pushed shit back. I'm like, all right, well, I got some time to kill.
God
and
damn.
I was like reading it and you can actually hear her shoulder popping on the production track. I fucking like Wrong Turn.
I can't believe you.
And they do that thing a lot where it's like, they build up the tension and then they let it off for just like 10 seconds and then they do something again. Like when they have that scene on the cliff face where like they jump out.
He's talking about it like it's like King Crimson album. Like they build the tension.
So like they have that scene on the cliff face where they're being chased and then like he falls down the cliff and then like Eliza Dushku gets kidnapped.
This is crazy.
And then like, there's nothing. And he's like just alone for quite like 10 seconds or 5 seconds. And then there's the fucking arrow through the eye of the sheriff. That shit is tight. Subverting expectations. Well,
those individual moments are kind
of
neat.
There's like, enough of those to be
there
tight.
There isn't. That's the
he's
thing.
He's all dead. Who?
Yeah. Like, that's good. Stupid, dude.
And then like I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, so they're all underneath this bed hiding. That bed is like 2 feet off of the fucking ground, bro. Those mongoloid idiots can see under
they're all under the bed. That's good.
Well, you know, they're all actually really small. Adds 10 pounds.
Can you imagine being on the set and it's like, well, we need it to be high enough for all of them to fit under there. And maybe some fucking key grips like, well, like would a bed be that high? He's like, don't worry about that. When people watch the movie, they're not gonna give a fuck.
Look, can we make the bed higher, please? Because I really need to see
the key grip gets fired trying to be fucking reasonable. Like, dude, it's a fucking bed. Why would they all be under there? No, get him the fuck out of here. He doesn't know how to make
it. They weren't all under the same bed though. They were under like two different beds.
This is dumb.
What was the thing that like something fell and he like, oh, like his keys? Fell, like the mongoloid's keys fell, and then he was like, went to go grab him, and they're like, I hope he doesn't see me under here. Well, it's like, what the fuck?
That's one of those, you know, like horror movie tropes. It happens all the time. Like, if you're hiding somewhere, there has to be the point where, like, the killer's there and is like looking for something, you know?
Over and over again.
They probably even had that shit in Kill Bill, didn't they?
And then they're hiding under a car, and then they're hiding under a stump.
Yeah, but that's not all they had in Kill Bill.
Well, I know, but this isn't all they had either. They had cool shit, like her getting her head chopped off.
That
was fine.
That was fine. And it was all CGI, but it was like dark, so it worked.
Yeah.
In Wrong Turn 2003, you've literally got basically 4 minutes of good content.
Seeing that body ragdoll down those fucking trees.
And that's still 4 minutes more than Taking of Deborah Logan, because that had five seconds of good content.
Damn.
So we're pushing Deborah Logan to number one, right? We're just going to vote for it for everything?
We're going
to
Biden the fuck out of this vote.
Nah. That's a good segue.
Brett's going to be like, but Midsommar, and we're like, no, it's up against Deborah Logan. Sorry.
Sorry, homie. You lose.
Fuck that.
Oh, well, I mean, look, Matt recommends Wrong Turn 2003. Yeah. I think it's hot ass trash. And, you know.
It is hot ass trash. But Matt knows it's hot ass trash, but he recommends it because if that's what you're looking for, it's got
Which is real weird.
I got exactly what I want out of that movie, except for tits. I could have used with the original script.
And so, Wrong Turn 2021. I would love to hear what you think about Wrong Turn 2021.
It's not a wrong turn movie because they didn't take a wrong turn.
No, they did.
Where did they take the wrong turn?
They did. It's when they got off the fucking trail. Like to go find the fucking Civil War memorial.
Into your views.
It's everything in this movie is a wrong turn.
The audience took a wrong turn and then they subverted. This subverts expectations.
So, all right.
See? That's so wait. You don't like that shit.
Here we go.
He's really collecting his thoughts.
Yeah, he's really going for it here.
I'm like Natalie Imbruglia. I'm fucking torn right now. Oh. So like, here's the thing. The first time I've watched it twice now. I watched it again this morning. When I first watched it, the first 35, 40 minutes, I fucking hated. I loathed it.
Good, good.
Then there's 35 minutes.
Look at him grabbing the air.
In the middle that I really liked. And then I fucking despise the last 40 minutes of this.
Damn.
Watching it a second time, I'm not as critical on the first 45 minutes. I still don't like Earth.
Because you know where it's going.
Yeah. Well, and I start its at least.
Tone makes a little more sense.
I start at least trying to convince myself of what they were trying to do, and I'm with it. And then I hate the last 40 minutes even more.
Okay.
I sent you guys like a text, and it's something similar. At first, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what? Oh, okay, hold on. What? And then I ended the movie kind of puzzled. Like, I really don't know what the fuck.
Yeah,
he goes, same. He goes, did I like that?
Right. So I think actually, because at first it doesn't, the first 40 minutes does not indicate that it's smart at all.
Nope.
Yeah. About anything. And then it's like, oh, we trolled you. Like we did know what we were talking about a little bit because it wouldn't be able to go into certain thematic stuff the way it did. And it's very clear. And then I think what it helps do is because if I'm taking this literally, like meaning like trying to focus on realism, no, like it becomes kind of surreal almost. And it's just talking about so much thematic stuff that becomes kind of effective. If it wouldn't be effective to me if it didn't have actual moments of effective intimidation and aggression. Mm. It has some really effective moments of violence and aggression, which sell the shit, mm-hmm. right? Like really effective. The performances like that girl, and she is hot.
Which girl? The main girl?
Yeah. I didn't think so initially. But then as it went on, I thought like maybe when she got a bow and arrow and some furs that on her
girl,
shit.
The girl with the glasses.
But I thought she did a very good job. I thought the guy who's leading the fucking group in the woods actually did a very good job because that could have just been when it did that. That's what I mean. I have to. It's kind of ambitious when it does that. That shit could just go all bad. It could be like laugh out loud fucking funny.
Right.
And I don't think it was like when they poked the guy's eyes out. And they got the people in the fucking, like, in the dark. I agree the last 40 minutes gets super messy. I think the movie's way too fucking long.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours. It feels like an epic.
When I was late on Tuesday, like, I had looked online and it said it was 90 minutes. I'm like, oh, tight. And then when I start playing the movie, it's 2 fucking hours.
Yeah. They were trying to do a lot of stuff here. And like you said, the first 40 minutes, I could not stand these people and what it's trying to do. And I get, though, and I think it's admirable in a sense, it's updating it. And all that stuff. And you had, you know, some, and it's also showing just because they're multicultural and just because they're progressive doesn't mean they're not garbage fucking people.
Yeah.
Because people are people. Like, especially that
you're talking the people that died.
Yeah. The people that died.
See, and I had the same thought. Like, once I watched it the second time, I'm like, oh, okay, like they're kind of making them shit people on purpose. Like, and then they're just offing them.
Yeah. Shit people are shit people regardless of what the norms of the time are. Yeah. Right. You know? So it explored that a little bit. But yeah, where it ends up, and you guys probably stayed to the mid credits. It's like, and that's the thing, that ending, I can't lie. The ending actually left me in a place. Like I said, I felt puzzled. So it wasn't like I hated the fucking movie. I think it's all over the place. But also, if you're talking about a wrong turn movie, I've only seen the original one. Yeah. And I just seen it. This movie shouldn't, if it had no connection to the previous franchise,
that name doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
That name does not, you wouldn't call this Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
But I get, if you want to talk about subverting expectations, he just, the guy who wrote the original and wrote this one, he basically trolled his fucking audience. He's like, yeah, well, I'm not like that anymore. Here we go.
I think that's the thing that for me is the biggest failing. I think that because it's set up as a Wrong Turn movie, so to speak, and they do, you know, this trope of we're going to introduce all our characters and we've got a couple of gay guys and we've got, you know, we've got this girl who's fucking probably a little bit Mexican. I don't know what her deal is, but it's just like,
she white,
she dope.
What, Charlotte Vega?
Yeah.
No, she's Spanish, homie.
Oh, wait, the blonde girl? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant the other girl.
Vega is what, in Street Fighter 2, remember where Vega's from? Yeah. Vega's from Spain.
She's from Spain, dude.
Sure is.
So I very much agree with you guys. So the first like 30, 40 minutes is damn near insufferable. It's super insipid, and these characters are introducing, and I don't like any of the setup to the...
I didn't even like why they were in the town.
Yeah.
Why would they go there?
Here's the thing.
They were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
You don't start the Appalachian Trail by driving to the fucking town.
Virginia.
First off, that's mostly nitpicky bullshit.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah, it just didn't make
sense. Yeah, but you were doing some pretty nitpicky bullshit for the other one.
Like, no, but it's contrived. Why would they even be there?
Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't start. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anywho,
least of the problem.
And again, that the mid 30, 40 minutes, pretty fucking good. They've got some great things going on there. I'm loving the Appalachian, you know, these people out in the woods and the society that they've built that's got their own
moral relativity,
their own moral laws and all that stuff.
It makes some good arguments.
Yeah. And then Matthew Modine shows up.
Oh, I hate everything.
Don't understand why they decided to add the father as a character. It makes zero fucking sense in the movie in terms of like, so she leaves two weeks later, she hasn't been in contact. And then 4 weeks later, he decides to go into town to figure out what the fuck's going on.
At least they tried to get the timeline right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they do like the time jumpy shit. And
see,
like,
what I got, remember at the end when they're like him and the daughter are killing people. Right?
Yeah.
Which was super obvious. You can see that coming a mile
away. For sure. But like, what I was saying thematically, what I was picking up a little bit from it was that these people from the city, from this other structure, are coming in here to this indigenous population or a population trying to be indigenous. And like, yeah, she was taken by them, but like she went in there like knowingly, and then they did shit and et cetera, et cetera. And they committed. You could say, oh, they didn't commit crimes. It's like, well, look, what crime is dependent upon what social fucking group calls it crime.
Whose laws?
Yeah, they committed crimes in that area. And so then it's like now these people from outside, from industry and from you know, what we live in, are slaughtering all these fucking people. And I just got this kind of like Western imperialist vibe from it. And I was, you know, so I got that. That's what I kind of picked up on what they were trying to go with. But again, if you're taking it like, why include that at all? Why fucking...
It makes zero sense,
It dude. Tacks on at least another 30 minutes to the movie.
Which, is arguably like the worst stuff.
And then the second ending, like that was even just tacked on.
Yeah. Well, see, I think the second ending honestly would have worked without the dad stuff.
It would have been... Well, see, that's the thing. And
like when she's imagining what happens and then like he's killing everyone and all that, I thought was a pretty good scene. And she's like, okay, I need to get him away from these people. You know, but then it just ends. But then again, the only way I can respect it is if I take it as like a metaphor for the situation in America about us fighting each other and like our inheriting violence from the nightmare of history.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
That's too much. That's having.
Well, that's what it's trying to do.
Yeah, that's having to stretch too much to make it.
See,
to
but,
make
but sense. What
to it, enjoy this story,
but like, what
to
it
make
actually,
the story make sense.
But
right?
What it actually did was like just reinforced the patriarchy of so look.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Watch.
What
so
the fuck?
First.
I'm going into fucking RoboCop shutdown mode. Hold on.
So first, they have these kids, and these kids are all like super uber woke, like the annoyingly kind of woke. From the beginning, you can still say, okay, but the white girl's gonna live and maybe her black boyfriend. And you can pick out that the darker of the two gay guys is going to be the first to go right away. And then they start doing this thing where they're like, yeah, girl power and independence and all that. And they even like find their way into the society, but then she needs to be saved by her dad. She has no idea what she's doing in life. And her dad offers her a job. Her dad comes in and saves her. Like, and basically so she can't,
Trickster is the dog.
She can't do anything herself without her dad. It's like her dad's always going to be there to save her. And it's just, if you're saying it's like these ideals versus these ideals, ultimately all it's doing, whatever it's trying to say, is just showing that like
she's still dependent upon this fatherly figure.
Exactly. Like her dad's always going to be there, well, to bail her out. And the fact that the he's like the 95 paternal- years old and his fucking wife is like 20. Like, I know she's not like 20, but like that lady's like in her 30s and she's got two sons that are like 18.
To be fair, I mean, and to be like, to be truly like complete about it, I mean, there's nothing wrong with paternalism. It's right. Patriarchy, meaning like paternal figures. Jorge is a paternal figure.
It's true. I am.
And they need a good paternal figure if they can have one.
Yeah.
And they do. And they came out of his dick. So, and we're,
I mean, like technically they came out of Ronnie,
but well,
oh, half of them,
came half out of them dick. Came out.
Well,
the,
right.
The spark of consciousness came from his little spermies.
It's true.
But which half?
She just had the half? She just had the raw fucking gooey stuff.
She's just the printer.
Well, see, but then like her. So she had made the comment earlier that her dad. What did it? What was it that her dad taught her kidding, how to do? It was like tie a lure or something, and like set a bone or something. Her dad. She said her dad taught her like two things. So then the fact that she gets all Rambo later in the span of like. They're gone 6 weeks, so
it's 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks that she's
okay.
Been
so in the span of a month, yeah. She's a sharpshooter archer, and like all this other shit, and like
I could see a month being enough time to get proficient with a bow, if that's all you're doing.
I mean, can. If that's all you're doing,
well, I think that's what I think too. It indicated to me that she had a natural ability, which does happen with,
which people. Is why she's got a double master's of dance and art history.
Hell, motherfucking yeah, she's a Mary Sue. What we have here is,
well,
a
Mary see, Sue. Yeah, but Mary Sue's are always. Ugh.
That's the thing. If it had been her plan all along to sort of integrate herself into society to then hatch her escape plan, cool. I'm still super in. But you've got this subplot of the father calling people and I don't like this town and I don't like your redneck blah 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 blah.
Take all the dad
and
shit
all
out.
Of his bullshit where he gets his ass kicked in town and then there's the redneck retribution. Yeah, at the
you could
end.
Have made it a much more stark movie by just focusing on the population in there.
Even maybe if you focused a little bit more on her having to integrate herself into that society, I think that stuff would have been more effective. Instead of this
dude
garbage scene.
How did you feel about the boyfriend staying? Because that's what he described,
right?
Yeah, you know. So that I thought, I mean, that was interesting.
It's his fucking fault they're there, but you know, cool.
Well, okay, see, that, no, see, I don't see, like that.
No,
shit.
No. It's 100% his fault. He's there,
and he didn't make them go anywhere.
Bullshit. Here's why. He absolutely fucking made them go. They're on the trail, and this is where like the nitpicky starts.
That's not how that shit
no,
works.
No, hold on. So they're on the trail, and he out of nowhere is like, there's supposed to be a Civil War fort that's like not on a map, that doesn't have a trail. We should go. Yeah, they're idiots who followed him for like hours on end, but he led
who
them
put
there.
Yourself in the position
he led
I did
he led them there. He charged the group initially.
He didn't know what there was
doesn't
be,
matter
he didn't know they were going to get killed does by a tribe
not
it does matter because he didn't put them there on purpose and they went willingly.
It's still because of his actions that they are there.
It's because of how long do you play that tape back? Like,
what do you mean?
Yes, they're all going to the school together.
Yeah, they're all going to. So it's the school's fault, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not if going to school together.
How did they meet? And whoever introduced them,
it's
their
parents'
fault.
That's and not, then it's their parents' fault.
People yeah. got to take accountability for their actions, dude.
Right. But had he not suggested, and they all fucking.
Yeah, so
they,
he has a part.
They all told her no, too.
And like, they did get, you know what? In fact, I'll tell you why you're wrong, is he did give them an out. He was like, y'all go back.
Okay. Once they had been walking for hours lost.
Like, they didn't have to do either.
He's like, you guys
and
can go back.
And not only and that, like, but if they're tired from an hour's walk, they're literally hiking the Appalachian Trail.
It's not
going
to work
well,
out.
Well, that wasn't an hour. They'd been going for, because it was light when they started and it was like twilight. So they'd been going
so
for
if,
probably
if they're
going to
be whiny about a 1 hour fucking, a 2 hour side quest, then maybe this whole thing wasn't for them in the first place.
Then I had a problem.
And he gave him an out.
I had a problem with the log rolling down the hill.
That was dope.
I mean, so it was cool, but how is it that all of these people fall ping pong off of every single fucking tree in the forest, but this log rolls uninterrupted for however far until it smashes the one dude on the tree, which, yeah, that was cool. The guts on this were significantly less than the original, I think.
But better done.
No way. They look CG and trashy. And even when he bashed that dude's head in.
No, you're wrong.
And it was not less. There was nothing close to the head bashing in the original. Not even close.
Dude, when her fucking mouth was all cut open, the head bashing on this, it was like he did the last shot and it was after the head was already. The one with the guy with the skull. That was cool.
Yeah, not even close. That's one of the. I would be surprised if that's not one of the most grisly things we see this year, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know what. Compare it to last year. Like, there's not really that much stuff.
Terrifier 2.
Yeah, that comes out this year.
There you go.
It'll be worse.
I didn't say it will be the only one, but it'll be one of the more grisly things we see this year.
I feel like we're kind of hovering. You know, we're all circling the same point in that. You know,
the culty stuff in the middle is tight.
Well, isn't that crazy though? Because that's the big risk.
Yeah. And that's the good stuff. Like, that's the stuff where they strayed the furthest from the source material.
Well, that's why I'm actually, like, happy about that. Because at least the stuff they took a risk on that's the most ambitious is the best part.
See, I feel
the dumb shit is the stuff that you wanted from a wrong turn movie.
You trim a little bit off the front. You take out all of the dad stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely take that out.
And then you expand the extra ending. Like, I don't care how she gets out of there. Maybe she's on a hunting expedition with two other people, and then like a hunter with a gun comes and shoots the guys in the mask and she gets off the mountain. However the fuck she gets off the mountain, she gets off. They still find her, but then there's more of the cat and mouse game. And then her just like the final thing with her in the RV, just brutally murdering everybody after that. I'm like, what's the point? Why are you just showing that she's like, just still more badass? I think I would have liked more if she would have just ridden off into the sunset with them. And you're like, oh fuck, she like actually went with them. Like, what's going to happen? But no, they crash the RV and she murders two or three people instantly. And then walks like back home with the little girl. Well, I wanted the fucking little girl to stab her. No, especially in the fucking, when they repeat the ending scene, like in silence.
That's what really puzzles me, because, and it's interesting. I have to say, it's an interesting way to do it, because they have her walk all the way from way over there up to the frame while the credits keep going, which is like an interesting way to think it out. What struck me though is that this is going on in broad daylight in a neighborhood, and nobody's fucking doing anything. And I'm like, of course that's unrealistic, probably. But on the other hand, I'm like, maybe that's the point of this scene.
Have our own ways and we have our own rules and
yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what am I missing here? It's got me wondering if I actually missed its point with some of this stuff, or if it's just dumb.
So it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's like The Fanatic. Is it really this bad, or is this guy just so smart that we have no idea?
Well, it's not this bad. There's definitely some competent filmmaking going on here. I think that this suffers from a little bit of, the writer and the director have to cater to an audience that is expecting a wrong turn movie.
Right.
Unfortunately, right? Like, so maybe they just didn't trust the concept very well, and they should have, because if you cut out all of the wrong turn bullshit, there's a very tight little
new thing
here. Appalachian horror thing going on.
Because it's wrong turn 2021. We live in a society.
Well, see, and in that's like it is. Here, it's just called wrong turn, but in like I think Australia, it's called wrong turn the foundation. So it's got like a whole different name.
Or even just call it the foundation.
It Rise of the Lycans.
The foundation would have been tight, like, because the whole time I'm thinking like, okay, when are the like inbred hillbillies going to come in? I'm like,
foundation. Drop the.
Yeah, it's not even
get all Social Network on it.
Yeah,
it's not even. I forgot what I was saying, because then I just started thinking about dope.
Dope.
It's dope.
Oh my god.
So basically what we're saying is Wrong Turn 2021 better than the original.
Cool.
Yeah,
I think so.
But look at Matt. Matt's, these Discord people, I can tell. I've been reading their shit too.
He's got you know that meme with Cobb from fucking from Inception. He's like, is it though?
Yeah. Well, see, it's like that, well, there's the line. It's like, are we talking better or are we talking favorite? It's like, if I'm going for favorite, then 2003 is my favorite. If I'm going for better, then
you actually going to concede that you think this is better.
I mean, minus everything Matthew Modine, I think this is a better movie. And goddamn, that dude is rugged. That main cult guy.
He's got a great beard.
He got me feeling.
I told you, dude. That guy was good.
I was like, and that
accent. And like, imagine how much worse it would be if he sucked.
You know who that is? That's the guy on a buffalo. Actually, he was the dad from We Are What We Are.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
And you know what? I don't think the director of this did anything of relevance, but the writer, aside from writing the 2003 Wrong Turn, also wrote Halloween 4. He wrote, I think, The Weird. Marine, starring John Cena.
Weird.
There's a few other like interesting credits to his name.
It seems like he maybe really tried to do something that was personal to him this time. A little maybe. Bit. Maybe. No, because Halloween 4 is like, you know.
I mean, it's one of my favorites, but like the story, you gotta, not like, so great.
Paint by numbers, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to like hit the marks.
Yeah. And I mean, he did that with Wrong Turn, the original, but I think I really think they should have distanced themselves from the Wrong Turn because they still had the old man Harbinger, but I like the one in the original because he didn't say anything. He was just a creepy old man that sat there. This one, it's got that fucking yappy guy that talks to everybody that comes through town.
Whenever we feel like that too with any franchise, when they reboot stuff, I have to remember, and it's becoming easier for me to understand as I age, like the people seeing this that are 20 and in their teens, this is their first experience with Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
You know? But again, in that case, that's why I'm saying in that case, the title makes no fucking wrong. They call this something else.
Well, right? And then I guess my question is, if you're trying to appeal to a new demographic, then why even use the name Wrong Turn?
That's why I get what you're saying.
Because at this point, it's like, okay, you may have heard of Wrong Turn, but you're going to have just this idea in your head of like,
oh, you've heard of Wrong Turn? Name five of their albums.
Yeah. Wrong Turn 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Well, I guess you could say it's a wrong turn into like,
naming, you know, it Wrong Turn.
No. I mean, like, they took a wrong turn in the fucking in the woods too, and they ran into,
well, that's what I'm saying, when they went off the beaten path. See, I mean, arguably, bro, lots of things could be wrong turn. The turn into the town was a wrong turn. The turn on the trail was the wrong turn.
Yeah, like, how many wrong turns do you have to make for it to be wrong turn?
The turn from the way things used
there's
to
actually
be
more wrong turns in this than in the original Wrong Turn.
Now
the original Wrong Turn only had one wrong turn. This has at least four or five.
Yeah.
It's got a multiple of wrong
turns. You turned from frontier days into now.
Yeah, if you want to be a wrong turn purist like you all are listening, just think about that. Yeah. This has four or five times as many wrong turns.
No turn is exactly right or wrong, right, bro. It exists on a spectrum of turns.
The turns per minute on this movie are much higher.
So what you're saying is something obvious that we gleamed over. The name Wrong Turn for a movie is fucking dumb anyway. That's a dumb fucking movie name.
Well, I mean, it's
like Joyride.
It's appropriate.
Dumb.
It's appropriate for a movie like Wrong Turn because it's
where there was one wrong turn.
Yeah,
no, it's a dumb fucking.
Well, no,
movie
I mean
name.
Because it's a shitty low budget horror.
Actually,
movie.
Wrong Turn should be called Wrong U-Turn. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what started it all.
It wasn't a U-turn.
Yeah.
Dope.
The first turn that he makes is a U-turn.
Oh.
Joyride, Wrong Turn, garbage.
Wrong U-turn.
He turned 360 and walked the other way.
Yeah. Well, look. There is some real competent filmmaking going on in this movie. I think that even though Matthew Modine sucks in this film, I think that there's some good stuff.
Wanted to bring up one more point. When they kill the guy in the skull and then they're walking away and the two white girls get in an argument and she
as they do,
she makes a very strong point. She's like, right should be right, period. And then she does all kinds of like
that's what I was telling you. Stuff. You were saying that. That's what Matt was telling me when we were working out last week.
What?
That right should be right. Period. And I'm like, no.
Did I?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He was. What? He was being like all fucking. He didn't understand
moralistically the black and white.
Yeah. He thinks that everyone, someone has to be right and someone has to be wrong. It's like no. Different perspective.
We could. Oh no. That's you. Yeah. That's you being dumb about what George said about you're when dumb. We should record.
You're dumb.
No. But she's that's like, what now? But she's like. She's like, right should be right, period. And then she sees her friend who got blinded and put in that thing. He's just living his best life, eating a fucking rat, doing whatever. And she just fucking shoots him. How is that right? Dope. She played judge, jury, and executioner right there. She was like, he may be blind and in this hole, but his life is so not worth living that I'm just going to kill him.
There was actually, there's Plato's allegory. Plato's allegory of the cave. I knew you picked up on it in the movie.
Jesus Christ.
No, they do pick up. There is this little allusion to this old Plato's allegory of the cave thing, which I will not go into. But I appreciated that it was in there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're referring to. He's living his best life in the cave.
Yeah.
What if that's better for him?
Like, well, and that's
cave me up, daddy.
That's a metaphor for your views because we're all in the cave out here, like here, right? We're in the cave because we can only, it's not like a physical cave. It's a cave it's of a only,
mental cave,
we're only able to think in a certain box because we've grown up in it. We can't think outside of it because it's the walls. We don't even know the walls are there because we didn't know that there's anything outside of them because they told us to do the Pledge of Allegiance when we didn't know what the fucking words meant. So we're in a mental cave.
Got him.
That's it.
All right. Well, that's Who Goes Our Podcast for Wrong Turn and Wrong Turn. Yeah. Don't watch one of them. Watch 40 minutes of the other one.
Wait, which turn was the...
sounds like watch both of them.
Which turn was the wronger turn?
Yeah, it really does.
Which turn was the wronger turn?
The 2003 one was 2003, the
wrongest
turn.
The wrong wrongest turn? The wrongest turn. The wannabe Hills Have Eyes movie.
Alrighty, well that's episode 298. Fuck.
Yeah. 233. Wait.
Wait, what?
Gotta go back in
next
time.
Week is Saint Maud.
Saint Maud.
And which, Willow for Patreon.
Everyone has been
out of the way,
Peck. Champing at the bit for. Alright, well that's episode 298. We'll see you next week when we talk about Saint Maud. This is Jorge signing out.
Bye. This is Matt.
This is Brett.
Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.